Okay, I'm Lorraine Moller. I am from New Zealand. I am a Olympian, Commonwealth Games member, a long-time athlete, now retired from athletics and on my next stage of life.
So, Lorraine, can you just tell us a bit about your experience during the 1974 Commonwealth Games?
The 74 Commonwealth Games, I was 18 years old. I'd had a little bit of international running experience, but I'd decided by that stage that running was it for me. The Commonwealth Games was an incredible experience. It was a big stepping stone for me. It was a huge, huge confidence booster, a lot of fun, and quite an extraordinary event.
And at that stage, for a woman in sport, in running and things, was your experience a good experience, or maybe things were changing around that time from the way they had been?
Yeah, things were changing. So at the time in 1974, at Olympic level, the longest event at Olympic level for women was the 1500 metres, and that was reflected in the Commonwealth Games. So the longest event for women in the Commonwealth Games was the 1500 metres. That wasn't something that I really perceived as a problem, just only because I didn't know any different.
Sure.
And I had no desire to run long distances. I wasn't into marathons or anything like that. However, it was a time where this women's movement was, and women's liberation, that whole area of women's liberation was just sort of getting its feet. And so during my time as an athlete, from that age on, I started to see a lot of changes as this whole sport of women in endurance events started to evolve. And it was really, really exciting. And it was also, I was fortunate to be able to just sort of get the crest of the wave and be able to ride it for many, many years.
That's great. When you qualified for the Commonwealth Games, was that a huge moment for you, or was that something that you pretty much expected would happen with your previous experience and how you'd been running up until then?
You know, it's interesting because we qualified at the national championships, and the first event was in the 1500 metres, and I didn't qualify. I ran the heats and ran the finals, and I finished out of the places that would have got me a place on the team, and that seemed like the obvious choice or event for me. And so before the 800 metres, which was my last chance to make the Games team, I got a visit from Arthur Lydiard, and he came up to me and he was very stern, and he said, "I was watching you from the stands and I saw you and you were waving to your boyfriend and all over the place. Now you've got to focus in." He said, "This is your chance. Now you better go out there and make the team." And I went, okay, you know. So
lots of pressure there.
Yeah, so I did. I made the team in the 800 metres only because I was way too scared not to, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, that's what somebody who is really a masterful coach can do for somebody. They saw the situation of a young person and, you know, just was that, you know, sort of back up to focus, you
sure.
know. So, you know, he was incredible like that. He was an amazing motivator,
sure.
as well as a great coach. And he also considered himself like every athlete in New Zealand was his athlete.
Yes,
you know?
Yep. So. It sounded like it.
Yeah.
And so when you came to the Games, you would have been staying at the Village, presumably. Mm-hmm. You were from Auckland originally, is that right?
No, I was from the Waikato.
Oh, okay.
From Pitararu. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. And so then you came down, you would be staying in the Village, and you'd go to the opening of the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
You did all of that sort of
Yeah. Actually, I was a student at Otago University.
Oh, okay.
So I'd gone away from home, and this was like the really big deal.
Sure.
And it was during the summer break, right?
would have been tough trying to study and train all the training that you was required.
Oh, I didn't really care. I only cared about running. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
The whole opening ceremony, all of that stuff was incredible. Now, you probably don't realise too that the women were housed in a compound within the village with barbed wire fences around.
Really? I did not know that. No.
Yeah, so that was sort of like Commonwealth Games policy to protect our women from, you know, probably, I don't know, all these very fit and robust men,
yes,
you know,
yes.
or whatever. It was an interesting time. So the women were regarded sort of as the, you know, like they needed looking after,
sure.
and we were the, you know, the fairer sex and
yep.
weaker and all that sort of stuff. And those ideas sort of went by the way pretty quickly.
Sure.
As Bruce Ulrich said, that there was the last games where they had a woman chaperone.
Oh, right.
You know, yep. so even the term itself
sure.
was like to make sure that it was sort of like looking after our virtue or something
yeah.
like that. You know, probably didn't work, but anyway, it was just the climate that we were in.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so it would have been a really interesting atmosphere in the village meeting other athletes from all around the world, I imagine.
You know, that has been one of the real prizes I've found of going to these games and realising the sort of the universality of humankind and people who have a common goal but come from very different cultures.
Sure.
You know, I would always, at a games and in the Olympic Games, which is even bigger, opening and closing ceremony, especially the closing ceremony, you feel like just such a sort of love burst for all
sure.
of humanity, you know. It is incredible. It's a great way to break down barriers and to find the commonality amongst people.
Fabulous. Okay, the racing, your actual racing, do you want to talk about that? Your actual, I mean...
Oh, the race.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So 800 metres, you know, zip, zip.
Yes.
Twice around the track.
Sure. Over and done with in no time, right?
Yeah, I
yep.
loved it.
Yep.
I absolutely, my first love was always for the 800 metres.
Sure. Did you get a personal best in that?
I got a personal best in the heats. I got a personal best again in the semi-heats,
right.
semi-finals,
yep.
and then I got another personal best in the finals.
Wow. So each time
yeah.
bettering
yeah.
the one
yeah.
before. Fabulous.
So, and I think if you've trained right and you have a good basis like I had, the training, the races are a training stimulus. They sort of bring you on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what happened to me. It was fabulous. And I really had that thrill of feeling what it feels like to reach a peak,
yes.
to be in peak condition.
Yep. So and getting the buoyancy from the personal best the time before, and then more,
yeah.
building on itself and
yeah.
and pushing you further.
You know, there I can remember going down to the training track and running, and I went, I didn't feel like my feet were touching the ground. It was incredible.
Yep.
I went, I feel like I've got wings on my feet.
Wow.
It was amazing feeling.
Yep.
You know, and when you hit that state as an athlete, it feels so good, you know, then you want it again.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
So that was the 800 metres. Was that the only race that you did at the Commonwealth
mm-hmm.
Games?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you didn't qualify for the others.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But a fabulous feeling getting out there and representing New Zealand, I dare say, and so cool to have it here in our own home country.
You know, and making the final, I finished fifth in the final.
Yep.
And it was sort of like, okay,
yep.
room there.
Sure.
Want more,
yes.
you know, but
yep.
but good enough that, you know, I could be proud of what I did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Onwards and upwards, as we know that you did go on further and, yeah. well, you can
yeah.
tell me about the rest.
Well, you know... So that was the biggest, it was a big arena.
Yep.
And to go on to the Olympic Games then was like another step up, you know.
For sure.
And then the epitome for me was standing on the Olympic podium. So that was the ultimate dream.
Absolutely.
Of standing on the Olympic podium, you know, and doing the victory pose, you know. And I dreamt about that for years and years and years. But really that dream was fostered and really consolidated by these Commonwealth Games in 1974. Yeah, I can't believe it's 50 years ago. Oh, it's absolutely incredible. Yeah.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Lorraine, for your time tonight. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.